when we were planning the launch of the iPod across Europe, one of the important things we had to manage with the iPod was to make sure we kind of undersupplied the demand so that we'd only roll it out almost in response to kind of cities crying out for those iPods to be made available. And that's how we kept that kind of cachet for the iPod in its early years. And we'd use extensive data research to understand what the kind of the relative strength of doing that in Rome versus Madrid would be.
Unlike most other MP3 players, which worked with either Macs or PCs, the iPod needed Apple software running on an Apple computer. For Steve Jobs, this closed system seemed to be a virtuous circle.
When they sell iPods at the beginning, it locks you into the system. And iPods have an immediate impact on Apple Macs sales and the profitability of the corporation as a whole.
Ultimately, Jobs realized that Apple could make even more money by creating an iPod for Windows.
Steve knew that for him to take Apple to another place, he had to break out of the Mac ghetto, which is his gated community of loyal fans who loved the product. And music became his way of reaching that larger audience.
Is the new
Apple was on a roll. The iPod quickly became the number one digital music player in America and beyond. You suddenly saw them everywhere. And its success set the company on a new course.